Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Urban Entrepreneurs, where we teach what you how to what? C-Y-O-C. What does that mean, Russ? Create your own. Create your own check, everybody. We're here live doing our thing. Create your own check. That's what it's about. I am here with my co-host, my partner, Russell Lagan. We're gonna give Russ his media name. Right now is Russell Lagan, aka Russ, and you know who this is. It's your man Finesse. We're doing our own thing. It's a no holds barred entrepreneurial conversation. And tonight we are talking about the financial security triangle. Everybody, we are simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio and Be Live TV. Russ had me amped last week, so we're going to carry that energy to this week's conversation. Hey, everybody, I'm going to make sure that we are good on Facebook, and then we're going to get this party started right. We're going to get this party started quickly. And Russ,
hey, listen, man, I don't know what happened last week, man. I was feeling it, man, you know. I mean, the content, the flow of the show, I had some stuff. You know, I was like, we hadn't been together for a while because you was on your little sabbatical.
Yes.
With the sales thing, you know what I'm saying? And that was like one of the first shows we got back together, man. I was happy to see you, bro. I was excited. I was amped, man. So let's do this thing, man. Let's get out and get this business knowledge out here.
Bruh.
And teach people how to create their own check, man.
Hey, Russ, listen, that's the bottom line. Stacey Davis, how are you? Nicole Monique, good evening. Listen, we really, really, yes, we really appreciate your support. Stacey Davis, I'm going to respond on Facebook to you right in the chat. Stacey, listen, if you wanted to share anything in the chat, please do that. We're going to be here for at least a half hour. I'm feeling good, Russ. We may even be on a little bit longer than that. Nicole Monique, as always, we appreciate your support. If you want to call in to ask a question or speak to Russ or I, please call in right now, 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. You will press 1 to speak to us. That is the Blog Talk Radio portion of the simulcast, and also, of course, Be Live TV. Hit us up in the chat. So, Russ, we talk about this sometimes. We need to talk about this a little bit more. Particularly tonight, Russ, the fact is the game has changed, man. The economic game is not what it was when, let's say, for example, my mom and dad were in the workforce. My mom is 78. My dad is 78. I met a gentleman. This was it 2 days ago. Today's Tuesday. Yesterday at the Piscataway Senior Center. He was the councilman for the city of Piscataway. He looks like he's about in his 70s. He graduated from high school, I think, in 1960, probably a little bit more than that. I think he was maybe in college at that time. And he worked, he had a job, man, for 30 years in technology, retired. I'm sure he's doing well. Russ, that's not the nature of the game today. Talk about that a little bit.
Listen, man, all due respect to the people that did a long time in their profession, you know, the veterans. The people that did 20 and 30 and out. Some people did, you know, 15 and 20. Nicole Monique was one of those people. She's been in her job for a long time. Give a shout out. My mom did. She retired from Eastern Airlines. My stepdad, Charles Hall Sr., he retired from Local 1-8, the wholesale department store union. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that did that, man. They got these pensions. You know, my mom living large, my stepdad living large, Nicole Monique doing their thing. But things have changed. Like, now, you know, the person that stay at their job for, like, no matter what they went to school for, they stay at their job maybe 3 to 5 years before they change jobs.
That's it.
So they don't have that investment in a 401k. And that's another story. I'm not going to get into that right now. But our good friend, KC Baker, hit me to a lot of things related to the 401k and the other retirement, but people change jobs, and so you got to have multiple things going on because you don't have the opportunity and the technology change where you have to jump ship and do different things in order to make a living. So you got to have a side hustle.
Russell,
you got to have a side hustle.
I agree 100%. Now, listen to this, everybody. I was talking to an individual, and I can name, well, you know what, I'm not going to name them because this world is very small. It's not a bad thing. It's just that from a legal perspective, Russ, as you know, we have to have permission with people to share. Tamara Summers.
Let me get intellectual on you for a minute.
Yeah.
Tamara
Summers, thank you for replying. Thank you for replying to my comment. So we have to have legal permission to use people's names. And it's not a bad thing. It's just we always want to keep in mind the legalities of what we do. So I was talking to an individual. Listen to what he said about the millennial generation. Those are young adults, 18. Chris Ali, man, I've been trying to reach you, Doc, for a minute. Thank you for your support. And so this is what he said, Russ, and viewing and listening audience, this is what he said. He said, millennials have figured it out because my generation, I'm a baby boomer. I think I just made it in on the youngest end of the baby boomer spectrum.
I got to say it like that, man.
But, bro, I'm trying not to be too much of an old head, Doc. You younger than me, man. I'm trying to be – I don't want to be too much of an old head.
Why you got to say it like you made it in on the tail head?
Hey, Doc, because I ain't trying to be old, man. So check it out, though. So the millennials are 18 to 35, 18 to 36. Some would say 21. And this gentleman said the millennials have figured out what the baby boomers have not. In corporate America, and I'm in corporate America, we're going to talk about the importance of a job, but we need more than a job to be part of this financial security triangle. So he said the millennials understand what we have yet to understand, or we understand too late. In corporate America, when you hit the bar, and that bar is a metaphor for whatever performance goals that you have in sales, of course, I have numbers I got to bring in every month. Then corporate America, they don't pay you more, but they raise the bar. And then when you hit that bar, then they raise the bar again. More buck, Tanya, Francois, my client, appreciate you. So when you hit the bar, they raise the bar.
Buck, man, I'm seeing some of these stories, man. Marbuck got a little comedy thing going on.
Of course, she got a comedy thing going on, and she's my client.
I don't know why that hooked me with Marbuck, but we'll talk about that later, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So when corporate America sees that you hit the bar, they raise the bar. So the cycle continues. Listen to this, everybody. Until you can no longer hit the bar, and then they terminate you. Millennials have figured it out. And so what they do, by metaphor, they hit the one bar, then they leave and go somewhere else where the bar is the same and they're making as much at the same or more money. Do you understand? See, so we got to understand the game. It has changed. My mother worked at Rahway Hospital for 40 years, almost her entire career. Thank God. And she retired, Russ, as your parents and step parent did, with a pension, with a 401k, Social Security. She paid off her house. You understand? Yo, that game has changed. Please do. It's like playing basketball. It's like bringing a basketball to a football field. It's not the same game.
That's right.
It's like bringing a baseball and bat to a soccer field. It's not the same game.
Yeah.
You understand? So the game has changed, Russ. And what we're trying to...
Let me interject, man. One of the things that we need to understand, and I have two children currently in college, and one in nursing school, and one in Virginia Tech. You know, my son, he's coming back from Spain in a couple of days. But people are still under the mindset that you can go to college for a particular field, and that's going to be your field. But the reality is that most people that go to college, they change. They do something different. And we know that college is supposed to, you know, high school and college school to train future employees for the workforce, you know, for business, for local government, for the different fields in society. But things have changed now. You have to be a little bit more selfish and a little bit more focused and look about yourself because those other tracks that used to be available are no longer available, especially because of what happened in 2008, time with the change, you now have a whole bunch of educated people in the workforce. Employers are doing things different, so the workers got to do things different.
Exactly. So I'm going to drop this on our listening audience. And Marbuck, I appreciate you. We're doing big things. This is Russ, my man. Anything in addition to whatever I can share that you want to know about business, this man has done. This is my brother. This is my partner. We're about to do great things. So watch this, everybody. I'm going to drop some on you, and I'm going to try to defend it or explain it. Millionaire is the new middle class. That's not an original. Listen to me. Millionaire is the new middle class. Why is that? Because it's not a matter of meeting our expenses. And we're gonna dovetail, as they say in corporate America, we're gonna dovetail into this later on in the broadcast. Do you know that one medical emergency can cost you several hundred thousand dollars with benefits? Now, how many of us, Russ, can sustain that? I know right now I can't. I will be able to. You understand me? So millionaire is a new middle class. It's not just paying the mortgage, paying the car note, paying insurance, paying the cable bill, being able to go on that vacation, maybe having a timeshare. No, it's can you sustain a financial and or medical emergency? In order for that to happen, you have to be a millionaire. Now, it's not just a matter of being a liquid millionaire. And Russ, we need to do a whole show about this. It's not a matter of having $1 million in the bank. So you could have a six-figure income and have assets of $900,000. That makes you an asset millionaire. And by the end of the year, my goal, my plan is to be an asset millionaire. We're dropping jewels tonight, Russ. We're dropping jewels tonight. You understand? Millionaire is the new middle class. Russ, I got to stop. As Dr. Dre said to Snoop Dogg, as Snoop said to Dr. Dre in Nothing But a G Thing back in 1991-92, you know, Dre creeped to the mic like a phantom. Russ creeped to the mic like a phantom. Yes, sir.
I'm giving some old funky stuff for you. Talk to him, Russ. Listen, we have to change the game. One of the purposes of this show and creating this was to change our mindset.
That's it.
Stop doing things the old way. We have to change our mind, change the paradigm, start doing things different. Instead of spending some of that money that we spend on disposable things that burn up and don't have no value, we have to purchase insurance. We have to purchase, you know, insurance. And I don't want to mention names, but when we lose our income, that we still have the ability to pay our mortgage and our rent, and that we have asset-creating investments going on in our life so that we can sustain when we lose that job, when we encounter that medical emergency. And this is the way we can continue to go on and not be taken down. Let me tell you a personal story real quick. My dad, God bless him, Daddy Russ, Big Russ, that's where I got my name from.
Big
I
Russ.
I love him, you know what I'm saying? My dad stuck in mailers back in the day. He changed his life. He came up. He raised awesome children, man. My oldest sister on my dad's side is in China right now, finishing up in her MBA. Her MBA, she's a CPA, getting her MBA right now because of my dad. But listen, my dad retired. He had like three or four pensions from different trucking unions because he drove for different people.
Wow.
When he died, he ended up having emphysema and some other stuff. And if it wasn't for all those different pension and medical insurance, he would have sent my stepmother down. So thank God he had insurance so that when he passed away, she was able to pay for those bills and still thrive in some kind of way. The average person doesn't do that, man. So we have to think different, man, because stuff can happen to us at any given time, man, you know?
See, Russ, and I like maybe your media name could be Big Russ. I like Big Russ. So that said, we as persons of color need to move beyond the concept of insurance as burial money.
That's right.
Now watch this. Insurance in the classic sense from a wealth building perspective is income replacement. Life insurance is income replacement. Now, listen to how the wealthy people do it, and I'll never forget a gentleman who I knew for a long time. He is a mortgage broker, and from what I understand, he helped Busta Rhymes get some of his mansions. He said, this is what the wealthy do. Listen to this, everybody, because it's about creating your own check. It's about building wealth. Mary White, thank you for tuning in. He said, what the wealthy do is they take out of an insurance policy for $1 million. Watch this. So the one who takes out the policy of $1 million dies eventually. And they name their trust fund as the beneficiary. So now, maybe it costs $30,000 to bury him. Now you got $970,000 in a trust gaining interest for the next generation.
Right.
See, but we were taught that life insurance is basically for the funeral. You understand? We have to shift, and I'm going to use a big word, but I know we have an intelligent audience, Mary White, Marbuck, Nicole Monique, others. We've got to engage in a paradigm shift if we're going to build wealth. And it
talk about a revolution, and
you know what? Here, the revolution will be televised, and the revolution will be on the radio. Blog Talk Radio, Be Live TV, right? 657. Let me do a little station break. We have simulcasting live, Be Live TV, and Blog Talk Radio. If you want to call in right now and you have a comment about the wealth, the financial security triangle, you have a question, you want a debate. 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. I am your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russell Lagan. Russ, Financial Security Triangle.
First of all, I want to give a shout-out to – I want to let folks know about Project Advance. We try to help the returning citizens get back on track. If you know anybody that's returning to the community from incarceration, reach out to Finesse and myself. You know, we can work with them. We can try to help them get back on track and change their life. I also want to reach out to two people I hope we have on the show, the urban entrepreneurs, Lisa Jackson of Bittersweet Cakes Design, and then we have Shay Ballard, who also does some baking and everything. These are future guests that we're going to have on the show so we can do some things right here. But listen, Finesse.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something very important, man. It's information that we're giving out tonight, man. People have to change their paradigm.
Got to.
We have to stop doing things different. Forget about the skinny shoes and all this other stuff, man. We got to put some money in income replacement. We got to invest in insurance. Like you said, insurance is not for the dead. It's for the living, you know, income replacement. So that when you go down, your sons, your daughters, your family, the mortgage gets paid off. The other expenses get paid off. And they come up and they're able to go and go to a different level. That's what we talk about.
All right. So now, listen. Tanitra Faye Hill Castile, what's up? She is an up-and-coming entrepreneur. Listen, this is about a community. This is about us helping each other. So Tanitra, I want to promote you, up-and-coming entrepreneur, deciding about her why, W-Y, W-H-Y, Marbuck and Joe Show, Mary White. She is a radio host in Louisiana. Listen, we're going to help all of us to come up, right? We are going to defy the African-American poison of crabs in the barrel. Look, a rising tide lifts all boats. We all can eat. I never understood, Russ, how some people think that if they eat, others can't. We can all eat. I don't want to eat alone, Russ. How about you? I want to, you know what I'm saying? When I eat, I want to have people to eat with me. So we could all eat together, right?
Part of what makes us human is our ability to interact with other people. We can share our ideas. We can share our concepts. We can share our wealth. What better place to be at the table within like-minded people? Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron and so does the continent of a man is prey, man. We ain't got to do that Willie Lynch thing, man, and be fighting against each other.
Nah.
I'm dropping the victory right now. We ain't got to do that. We can share the wealth, man, and bring other people up with that tide.
So, Russ, let's do this. Let's jump to this financial. Stacy Davis, thank you for your comment. So and I see Mary White talking about red bottoms. Are you breaking out some Cardi B, Mary White? You know what you talking about? Listen, we appreciate your support tonight. So Russ, let's get right into this, and let's talk about this financial security triangle. I'm just going to lay it out. I'm going to lay it out, and then we're going to talk about it. In order to have financial security in this day and age, you have to have a job, a side business, and income-producing investments, all of which are producing revenue for you simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
That's the key. And, you know, simultaneously and concurrently. Listen, a job, capitalism is such that the owner of the means of production, and I'm going to sound like a Marxist, even though I'm not one, the owner of the means of production is the one who's going to make the most money. Why? Because the owner of the means of production is the one who takes the most risk. So a job is a just over broke. You're only going to make enough to survive. Period. That's it. I don't care.
I'm tired of being just over broke, man.
Yo.
I'm tired.
Yo.
You and I are working on a business system with several businesses.
Several.
If we take on the risk, we are entitled to make money as long as we're just and fair with the people that we work with and we help them rise as you're doing with the show. There's nothing wrong with that. We can no longer do things the old way, man.
Nah,
we got to do multiple things, man, or we'll be kept behind.
Listen. I was telling someone very close to me, I said, look, this is what entrepreneurs do. Mary White, thank you for sharing the video. Listen, entrepreneurs do this. Juggle multiple balls, juggle multiple projects simultaneously. This is what we do. I got 20 business ventures, 20. I have my vision board right over here, what I'm going to do in Q3 of 2018, Q4 of 2018. And if you don't know what the quarterly system is in business, Google it, right? All the way through Q1 of 2019, I got 20 ventures. Why? Because I never know what is going to monetize first. And I study every year. Listen to me. I study every year the Forbes billionaires list. And most billionaires come from a particular industry, technology, finance, real estate. My thing is going to be diversified. Now, I'm going to drop something else on us. My value proposition, when I become an asset millionaire, my unique value proposition is going to be that I built several businesses simultaneously. So when you go out, Russ, and now we're charging people like Damon John and the Shark Tank persons top dollar. We dropping knowledge here for free to people who supported us from when we were having 5, 6, and 7 views, right, Russ? So we're giving out this knowledge, right? So it's a matter of juggling multiple ventures simultaneously, having multiple streams of income, having a job, a business, and income-producing investments simultaneously and concurrently, so we will have what is called the financial security triangle. Russ, creep to the mic like a phantom, my brother.
I mean, you sound like Dr. Dre.
Yo, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know? But that's what it's all about, man. Let's get more into this financial triangle, man. Let's you know, develop this thing so people can understand what we're talking about.
All right. So you want to take it or you want me to take a little bit more?
Listen, where we at? Job. We talked about job.
Yes.
You got to have a job. And the most important thing here is that you cannot be delusional in your thinking. You cannot be out of touch. We're working with a lot of different people, Finesse, and there's a lot of things attached to a job. It's not just income, it's schedule, regimentation, organization. You got to have some money coming in. Looking at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you got to be taking care of your basic needs before you start to move up to the higher level where you start to do other things. Okay, you can Google that. But listen, getting a job, you also have a network of people that you meet. And you can chop it up with to learn different ideas. From there, as you said, start creating some type of secondary income, some type of secondary means. Take a risk. We got a couple of people that have an interest in banking who are doing their thing. They're going to be coming up the show. I know Grandma and Mama taught y'all a lot of things back in the day that y'all could be doing to make some money. You just have to go out and listen to Grandma, Grandpa, and use that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then after that,
here it is.
We got to do it.
So, Russ, let's deconstruct. Let's deconstruct what we're saying. But let's make this very practical as we are doing, right? And, Russ, listen to you dropping the psychological knowledge, the behavioral methodologies, Maslow's hierarchy of need. I like that. So this, how do you do it? Because, Russ, we got to teach people how we do it. I wake up at 2 in the morning sometimes, 3 in the morning. And Marbuck knows this. My client, Mary White, knows this. Tanitra knows this. You know this. I'll send texts and information to my people 2, 3, 4 in the morning. My workday starts at 5 in the morning. So you listen to me. You have to work your business around your job before and after. So what does it mean? It means you got to get up a little bit early in the morning. It means you got to stay up late at night. Russ, you and I, we've had a full day. And here it is, 9:56 at night. I had to make dinner for my son. I'm just trying to make this thing real. And, Russ, we can go beyond 10 on Be Live. We'll just sign off on Blog Talk when the show ends, because I think this is important. You understand? I'm every other week I'm a single parent, but we have to be clear about our why. Why are we doing this? So we can work our business around our job. And then as we have more disposable income, don't buy the red bottom shoes. Don't buy the $300 suit, brothers. Don't buy the $100 silk tie. Put that money in a savings account, learn about investing, and buy a piece of property. Buy a mutual fund. Buy stocks and bonds and real estate. Know what the four asset classes are. How many of you know what the four asset classes are? Russ, I'm going to pause here, and I want that story you said last week was so inspirational to me. Tell the story about the four-family house you bought, because that is an example not only of a business but an income-producing investment.
Listen, Finesse, listen. The thing about it is that I'm trying to do today what I did back then. When I had an opportunity to buy my first home, instead of buying a single family home, which would have been, I could afford it, but it would have been risky, I chose to let my first home, you know, my first homeowner's loan and credit, I bought a four family. So when I bought that, I was able to tap into the income from the other tenant. And as a result of that, I was able to pay the mortgage. I was able to pay all my real estate taxes, everything, the upkeep of the building. I was able to pay a $400 a month car note, a brand new Acura, you know, keep my suits and everything, and still had a couple of dollars over so that, you know, my partner at the time, he was able to live in a way that we otherwise would not have been able to live. And it's just that simple. By changing your focus from being where you appear to do well to where you actually take your money and create these secondary investments and passive investments where you can actually do well. You got to give up the appearance and use this knowledge and make the right investments in real estate, stock, bonds, et cetera, so you can move on to where you need to be.
So Mary White, you said something very, very important. We see your comment in the chat. Get your credit score up. I want to say something to us. An ex-friend of mine, and I'm only saying ex-friend because one of the things that we as persons of color do is we hate on each other. And I'm not going to mention this gentleman's name. We hate on each other. I'm just keeping it real. We're like crabs in the barrel. You know, we feel like if I come up, you can. If you come up, I can. If they come up, we can, and vice versa. So this gentleman, before he became my ex-friend, he did say something to me that was very important. He was talking to a friend of his, and listen to what he said. He said, good credit, and Mary White, this is to your point in your comment. Thank you for sharing the comment. Credit is in this life as important as salvation is in the next. Credit in this life is as important as salvation is in the next. Why is that? Because the better your credit score, the more you will have access to capital in this capitalist society. Also, the better your credit, that's the countdown for Blog Talk. Also, the better your credit is, the less interest you will have to pay on money that you borrow or items that you finance. Conversely, the worse your credit score is, the less you will have access to and the higher interest you will pay for goods and services. So get your credit score up. Well, how do we do that? We can engage in credit repair. You can get a credit card and make on-time payments. You can eliminate debt. You can limit the amount of credit for which you apply. All of those kinds of things. And Russ, we need to have somebody on the show who actually can talk to us about that. But again, and some of us have jacked up credit. All right, acknowledge it and determine what you can do to make it better, because bad credit will cost you more in the long run than in the short run.
What's your people's name?
We got Mary White, who just said,
Mary,
wow,
White.
So true. Mary White.
It's a very important thing. Before I bought that four-family building, it took me about 18 months to engage in credit repair. I had to start paying some things off, set a schedule, prioritize them, and while I was paying things off, I slowly started to shift money to investments in a mutual fund, and as I paid things off, I put more money to the remaining credit items, and as I paid those things off, I started to shift more money over to the investment, so that mutual fund was a big part of how I put that down payment on that four-family house.
All right, so Russ, pause. I want to pause you, Russ. There's so much that you're saying, man. Please slow that down and walk people through the steps, because there are those who are going to learn from the steps. The thing is, Robert Kiyosaki said this, Russ, and then I'm going to give you the floor. We got an hour for the show. Robert Kiyosaki said the secrets of the wealth are taught at the dinner table, not in the academy or university. So what Russell just did was he actually invited you into his home, figuratively speaking. He prepared a meal, and Russ has already got a food invention. I'm not going to spill the beans, but he's an inventor. He's an entrepreneur. So he basically made a nice meal, sat you down, and he's walking you through the steps. So, Russ, talk to him.
Listen, the one thing that you got to do is be honest. Like right now, in my life right now, what I was able to do back then, I'm not able to do right now. So you always have to evaluate and reevaluate your position and go from where you are right now. I got to get credit report. I got to get a business credit report, you know, from Dun & Bradstreet. And you have to get that information, find out what's there, and take that information. And I know Ms. White can attest to this. The stuff that doesn't belong to you, you get rid of it. The remaining stuff, you have to systematically formulate a budget, formulate a plan, and slowly pay those things off. Just like you got bad credit through a series of behaviors and decisions, repair your credit in the same way. As you repair your credit by sticking to that plan, get some of that money out from those red bottom shoes or whatever you were talking about, pay your bill. Cut money out from the club, pay your bill. Stop putting money, maybe so much, in your hair and nails. Pay your bill so that over time you start to reverse your trend and make yourself more credit worthy. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I had to give up some things. And so what happens is that over time you're able to start making repairs in your credit and make yourself more credit worthy and put yourself in a position first as an individual and make yourself credit worthy. Then you go out and shop for a house. Preferably, if you're going to do the things the right way we talk about on the show, get yourself a multifamily so that you can have an investment and a home at the same time, and then you can switch up later on. So I thank Mary White for giving that information, and thank you for allowing me the time to elaborate.
See, the thing is, and Marbuck, thank you for showing me how to work this screen a little bit better. I appreciate it. You see what I'm doing. Yeah.
You're right. We have to stop being consumers and be producers of our own business systems, as Robert Kiyosaki talked about.
This is so powerful, Russ. We're actually breaking this down. So why is it that – let me back up. We need to understand what the four asset classes are: stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities like gold, et cetera. We need to understand passive income. There are three types of income. Earned income, that's what I get every 2 weeks with my direct deposit. Passive income, that's the income that comes from royalty, rental income, as Russell has talked about earlier, and then there's portfolio income, that income that is derived from our investments, so our stocks, our bonds, our mutual funds, dividend income, bonds where when the bond matures, you get the principal, you get the face value of the bond plus interest. See, the wealthy, this is how the wealthy continue to make money. This is how the wealthy make their money work for them. There is a saying that you can make money in your sleep.
Finesse.
Yes, sir.
That's how the wealthy do it. When they're not actively involved in a job, when they're not actively involved in the business, they're still making money because, as Robert Kiyosaki said in the cash flow quadrant, they've created a business system. They create a business system so they can teach others that business system. So when they're not even present, that business system is making money. They can expand or contract that business system as they need to do. We need to do that with the banking. We need to do that tailoring with the cleaning business, with the financial market, with the different kinds of things that we can do. We need to learn how to do those things so that we can teach others. Stop being stingy. Stop being scared and paranoid or working with ourselves. We need to go out and teach other people our concept, our ideas, so that when we're sitting at home with our family watching television on vacation, we're still making money.
Russ, that's powerful. So why are we talking about this? The financial security triangle. Because the reality is that at some point in time, all of us may experience some type of financial crisis, whether it's a financial emergency, the roof caves in, the boiler breaks, you find that you have to get surgery, and you haven't even met your deductible, right? Or God forbid you don't have health insurance and you have to get surgery, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Only if you have that business that provides additional revenue and or you have income producing investments that you can sustain that kind of emergency, particularly if you're a single parent or a single person. If this one income, God forbid I lose my job, I've gone from a hero to a zero. I'm a one income household. You understand me? How many single people are out there? You better have a job in the side business. Or should I say a job, a side business, and income producing investments. You better, because we all need multiple streams of income. We got to have that. Russ, you're back up off the cam. Hold on, let me just make sure you're in the camera. Let me bring.
Yeah, I was trying to write something down. Mary White was giving something about a website, her brother's site, Bayou Meet the Bay.
All right, I'm going to put it up. Yep, there
okay.
It is. I put it up. Yes. Bayou
okay.
Meet the Bay. Do me a favor, Mary White. Provide the www. Provide the URL, please, and we'll put it up. Listen, anybody right now, anybody who has a business that you want us to promote, just put it in the chat, and I'll post it on the screen.
Hey, Finesse, listen, I'm going to go a step further. Listen,
go ahead.
One of the things that I said before, and I don't want to keep going to this because I know you covered this on another show, iron sharp as iron, from Proverbs 27:17. Let our viewers and our listeners, if they're already making investments in mutual funds, stocks, bonds, if they're already practicing various aspects of creating their own check, share that information.
Right.
So that we can educate each other, so we can uplift each other. So as they rise, we rise. As we rise, they rise. Put that information out there, because there's a lot of things that we're already doing individually and collectively, and we can share with each other so that we can all prosper.
So how do we, if we, anybody who wants, so Dadisky, Diane Buchanan, hello, how are you? Let me just put this up. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. How do we start a business? And I'm gonna just start at the introductory level. Find a need and fulfill it. It's very simple. Is there a need that you see within your community, in the marketplace, in society, find a need, and fulfill it. The best salesperson does not impose what he or she wants. The best salesperson discovers what the market wants and provides it. I sell every day, 50 hours a week. I've been doing it full-time for 2 years.
Repeat that one more time.
I will, and this is helpful. A salesperson does not impose what he or she wants. A salesperson discovers what the market wants and then
or the person
and then provides it. So the salesperson is really one who identifies needs and solves problems. That's what a salesperson, and it's not a mean, a salesperson is not somebody who you convince to do something. A salesperson determines what you already want to do and gives it to you.
Right.
Yo, what I don't know what else to say other than that. So let me post some of these comments, Russ. This is good. I'm seeing people talking. We're chatting up, Russ. I appreciate it. I appreciate my family from Louisiana doing their thing. We are simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio and Be Live TV. Let me just put this up right here. Right. So if you want to, we got a couple minutes left, everybody. We can't really call in right now because we're off Blog Talk. But if you want something to say, you can hit us up in the chat right now. Yes, this is free knowledge. My book is free. And listen, one day, Russ and I are going to charge top dollar for this, but we're giving this knowledge away for free. We're talking about the financial security triangle. We're talking about the financial security triangle, and we're about to close the show up in a little while. Russ, listen, why don't I'm going to step away from the screen just very quickly. Why don't you give us some closing remarks? As a matter of fact, hold on. Let me just put this up here by Mary White. Russ, read that comment and then give us the five finger countdown.
All of African Americans should read the Negro. I have that book. That book is all of my personal knowledge and everything. Carter G. Woodson. Carter G. Woodson said, in the immense education of Negro, the atmosphere never undergoes sufficient development to experience what is common only as thinking. We have to take in new knowledge. We have to, just like our bodies and our minds, it might, one day we're going to show these people what it's like to be over 50 and in shape, man. I might come off here with my shirt off and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You got to exercise your body. You got to exercise your mind. You understand what I'm saying?
So, Russ, give us the five finger countdown, brother. And I got to step away from the screen. Something that just came up, my friend. I'll be right there. Just give us a five-minute countdown.
Listen, man. I'm going to go old school for a minute and take you back to the 70s and 80s with the OJs. The five-finger countdown. This is all about money, so I give a shout-out to all my peeps out there. I love you. God bless. Create your own check. Number one, pay yourself first. No matter what you do, what's your source of income, you got to pay yourself first. Take 10%, 5%, put it aside, put it in your bra strap, put it under your mattress.
Yes, sir.
Put it in the cooking jar, put it in the backyard and bury it in the jar. Do what you need to do, but pay yourself first. The second thing is that you got to create a second source of income, part-time job, banking, hustling, hopefully nothing illegal. You got to get a second income because most people can't survive off of one thing. The third thing is that you got to make some investments. You just cannot keep that money. Once you save, you have to transfer it over and put some kind of investment, a mutual fund, a stock, a bond, real estate. The fourth thing, insurance. Insurance is not for the dead. It's for the living. Insurance is supposed to sustain us. When we go down, our family and soldiers, beneficiaries, through our trust, through our personal policy, they come up. We got to stop being so selfish and look out for other people. That's how most people come up. When you go down, they come up. And the fifth thing is stop wasting so much money. Scale back your living. Live below your means. Most of us can give ourselves a raise by stop wasting money on nonsense. Buy your own coffee and make it. Stop going to Dunkin' Donuts. wear your clothes a little bit longer. Go to the thrift shop. You know what I'm saying? Cook at home. We can give ourselves a raise by just scaling back. And I'm tired, man.
All right, Russ. Thank you, brother. So, just hit that music, man. Just turn it off, cause we don't want Facebook to penalize us for playing music that we don't have the rights to. That's why I had to post that thing up there. So we're gonna come back to this.
I know, Doc.
But see, what happens is Facebook is, they have algorithms, man, that identify that. I had to delete one of my shows because they hit me as soon as the show was over. Said, do you own the rights to the music you just played? Yeah, Facebook is rough, man. Mark Zuckerberg, he'll let a big company steal all of our information, but he'll penalize you and I for playing For the Love of Money for 30 seconds.
Right.
So everybody,
I'm gonna be paid your days of gambling huff, but you know. Hey,
we don't know, man. So everybody, we're about to.
What's Stacy, a lawyer?
Stay safe. No, what's up? So we're about to end the show, everybody. It's been real. This is Urban Entrepreneurs, where we teach you how to CYOC, create your own check. That's why we do what we do. It is a no holds barred entrepreneurial conversation. We simulcast live via Be Live TV and Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Finesse, along with my co-host, Russell Ligon. And Russ, I'm gonna post a couple more comments here. Nicole Monique and Joe Show. We appreciate everybody. We will be back. Yes, sir.
I gotta drop to close out, man.
Go ahead.
I was just told today, and I'm not even offended. I was told today because of ADHD, they said, Russ, you move around, you take your glasses off, you got your lips moving a mile a minute, you be doing chair exercises and everything. You know, I wasn't diagnosed when I was a kid, but all the people know me from back in the day. I probably had this all my life, man. Hey, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's all for the love, man. I'm going to keep putting on the hats, the glasses, and moving around as long as I'm spitting knowledge and helping you create your own track with my partner, Finesse. Let's do this thing, man. I love it.
And the last thing, everybody, is we broadcast every Tuesday at 9 p.m. EST. We're gonna move back to an hour show because I think we have reached that point to come back to that point. And everybody, we just want to say, how we ended, Russ? One love. Peace. See everybody next week. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for your support.
God bless everybody. I love you. We hope to see you folks next show. Let's keep doing this thing. Send in your comments. Send in your information so we can all rise up.
All right, everybody. One love. Peace.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Mike, the phone decharged, so.
You call. Oh. Oh, camp start next Monday?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. All right, big pop. All right. Oh, go ahead. Oh, rejected.